This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, the System Chief Financial Officer at UNC Health. At some point, we'll ask him if he's more of a UNC fan or a Duke fan, but we'll get to that later. But, Will, can you take a moment? You've had this fantastic career. Take a moment and tell us a little bit about your career, about Charles Shackelford, and a lot more. Tell us about yourself and UNC Health.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of my background and context. So I'm actually a native North Carolinian, grew up outside of Rocky Mount in the eastern part of the state. And I've spent really my whole career in not-for-profit healthcare, predominantly in the state of North Carolina. I actually started out at Novant Health and spent about 6 years at Wake Forest Baptist before I came to UNC. And I've been with UNC in total roughly 6 years, about the last year of that in the capacity of my current role. So when I'm not here working on trying to improve the health of the residents of North Carolina, I have a wife who's a physician and five boys age 4 to 12. And if that's not enough, we've got a chocolate lab to go along with that. So that's just a little bit of background and context on me.
And tell us about UNC Health today. It seems like it's going great. Talk to us about UNC Health and maybe what you're most excited about and focused on.
Sure. So for those of you who may not be familiar with UNC Health, we are North Carolina's largest academic health system. We've got 16 hospitals that span across the state of North Carolina, over 43,000 teammates, and roughly it'll end up being just under $9 billion of revenue this year. We have a close affiliation tied to the UNC School of Medicine, which is one of the nation's leading public medicine schools. So really an incredible organization that I've been fortunate to work with, and just focused somewhat uniquely when I look at and think about our mission, somewhat uniquely focused on improving the health and wellness of the residents of North Carolina as the state's health system. So incredible place, really spans from one end of the state of North Carolina to the other, and very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with the team here.
Thank you. And sort of this great mix of academic medical center, community health system. What are the trends you're watching most closely currently?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a lot that kind of keeps me on my toes and keeps our team on their toes. North Carolina recently expanded Medicaid. So we enacted the past HASP, which is the program to provide supplemental Medicaid payments. So at the same time, we both expanded Medicaid in the state, and we've made it a more sustainable program for providers, which is pretty exciting. Normally, you know, you hear a lot of conversations, or I do a lot of conversations from my peers who, when they talk about what's on their mind, what they're seeing from a trend standpoint, it seems like we've got a lot of headwinds stacked up against us and some negative things. And I think we're fortunate with the partnership that we have with the state and the provider community here has with the state of North Carolina that we've actually got some good news. And I think the expansion of Medicaid, the HASP program, definitely falls into that category. That's not to say that we don't have our challenges. And, you know, I think it's a pretty dynamic environment right now with a lot of our payer partners and some of the challenges that they are experiencing, how that kind of trickles over into our world. You know, we're spending a lot of time talking about affordability, price transparency, medical debt, and how to make it easier for our patients to access care. So a lot on the revenue side of the equation that we're kind of keeping an eye on. And then when I think about our expense structure, really the biggest driver that we've seen is coming out of the pandemic, we've really seen significant wage inflation in healthcare. I don't think that's anything unique to our market, but it certainly has been prolific in North Carolina. We've recently made investments in our teammates to increase the living wage of our employees in the Triangle to $17 an hour, which was a significant step in us and for us to try and take care of our teammates. But we're also seeing wage inflation in other areas. finally starting to feel a little bit like we're getting some of the proliferation of contract labor under at least a little bit better control, but a lot of focus on the salaries and wages lines of the P&L as we look out into the future as well.
And Will, you've had a great career. In fact, at some point, you're a boomerang employee at UNC Health. You were there and came back. Talk for a moment about your love for UNC Health and about advice you'd give to other people trying to have a satisfying, great career.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm a North Carolina State undergrad, so it's not lost on me the irony that I now have the pleasure and privilege to serve as the CFO of UNC Health. And I have to tell you, it's the most incredible organization that I've ever worked for. I had a great opportunity to go work with a former colleague and mentor at a PE-backed company, a for-profit organization. And then when the opportunity presented itself to come back to UNC or to have the opportunity to try and come back to UNC, I honestly can tell you, I don't think that there's anywhere else that I would have left what I was doing to come back. And it is because this place has a really special culture. It has a really special mission. And I think a lot of that, to your question, Scott, really comes down to how we as an organization invest in the future and the leaders that are up and coming in our organization. So, one of the things that I've found heavy focus here, and I think it makes it special, about trying to help our younger and evolving leaders find mentors and even sponsors, because it's certainly helpful to have mentors within the organization. But the difference in doing good and doing great in a lot of cases is finding a sponsor or two who can really be an advocate for you. And so I think as we look out to the next generation of leaders within our organization and even beyond, that really is a huge, huge, huge focus for us is building out that talent, developing the relationships with those folks.
Thank you. And talk about, if you look at 2024, and this comes back a little bit to the question earlier, and it's not the Lorenzo Charles. He was one of the great players at North Carolina State, right? Was it Lorenzo Charles? Yeah,
you got it.
There you go. I was working at it. I was trying to jog my memory, but it's not about that. It's about talk to us about what you're most excited about this year. And let me ask you this question, because you're really an NC State person, a Wolfpack person. Now, how does that lead you in thinking about UNC versus Duke, which is another one of the famed rivalries of the Triangle? Where do you come out on UNC versus Duke? Can't be anti-UNC anymore.
No, not at all. I will tell you, I'm looking forward to football season. I'm ready for basketball season to be over this year. But UNC Duke that's an easy one. The light blue is always better on that one. And I think this year we rang that bell twice. So definitely cheered for UNC in that game. Even though I could just about walk from one of the arenas to the other in between. When you talk about what's on our mind for 2024, what we're looking at and focused on, so we've seen a pretty significant recovery coming out of COVID over the last 6 to 18 months, and it really has set us up very, very well for the next part of our journey to try and improve the health of the residents of North Carolina. So we've just completed a strategic plan and are in the process of implementing that. And that I'm incredibly excited about, because it really kind of charts a path forward for us as an organization. We're working closely with the state around the NC CARES Act, which is going to help fund 3 rural care centers, investments in infrastructure. And you may or may not have seen this, but we actually are going down the path of building North Carolina's first freestanding children's hospital. So lot of investment in the care and the health of North Carolinians up in front of us, whether they're Duke fans or UNC fans, even though I personally might give a little bit of preference to my UNC fans. So very exciting time to be here.
Thank you very, very much. Well, what a pleasure to visit with you. What a remarkable career. We're a huge fan of the UNC health system and Wes Burks and the entire system. Thank you for taking the time to join us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah, well, pleasure's all mine, and you'll have to let me know if you want to try and make it down to that game next year, and you can wear your baby blue as well and come cheer with us.
We would be thrilled to, and it's exactly what we would do, actually. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.